This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to The Point for March 17th. I'm Lauren Dasensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Ohio's voters have been instructed to stay home. Tuesday was supposed to be their primary day, voting along with those in Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. But amid the ongoing and worsening coronavirus pandemic, Ohio's governor stepped in. The state's health director ordered all polls be closed across the state to avoid the imminent threat of coronavirus transmission. The governor is now calling for the election to be held later in June. Other states who are scheduled to vote later this month are also trying to push back their own primaries. Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Maryland have all announced that they will change their plans and hold elections even later this year. There are multiple dangers in holding an election as planned during the current pandemic. For starters, the White House advised against Americans from gathering in groups of 10 or more. That's a difficult feat to manage in polling locations that frequently have lines. Older Americans have also been urged to self-isolate to protect themselves. Those same older Americans are also the most active and reliable primary voters. And Florida has one of the nation's oldest populations, with 20% of its residents aged 65 years or older. Already, we have seen both Democratic presidential campaigns stop in-person voter contact, with staffers working remotely and virtual campaign events. Let's get to the point. We will see how voting turns out in the three states that do hold elections on Tuesday, and just how low turnout actually is. And that is The Point for March 17th, 2020. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.